Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you,
Frankie. It's a bold statement, but I'm pretty sure Sinatra would be cheering for us too.
I'm pretty sure he would be.
The 7:13 is gonna be a hot day in Cleveland. No one's gonna care. It's humid, 89, and you won't. It won't matter to you.
It won't matter. Go get some ice cream. You'll be fine.
And you're still sweating from the game anyway. And here, joining us now for their weekly segment. This time, we're talking marriage and sports and everything. Joe and Cindy Farini, thanks for coming back. You too.
Go Cavs.
Go Cavs. Oh, gosh. I have to tell you this before we start. So yeah, last night, we were, Nate and I, my husband, we were sitting on our couch after the game was over, and Nate's pacing. He's just pacing. He's like, I got to go get a snack. I don't know what to do with all my feelings. It was like 11:30, and he just like ate a bag of chips. It's like, there he goes. It's funny.
You guys stayed up and watched the game too, I bet, huh?
Absolutely.
Of course.
You were on Facebook in the last few minutes, Cindy. Everyone in Cleveland's on the edge of their seat. It was hilarious. I loved watching you.
Well, I figured either everyone is on the edge of their seats, or they're standing up, or they have no pulse.
Yeah,
Something's really wrong.
We were not even sitting.
Now, Joe, can you take us back to the feeling post game in '64 that you can recall?
Well, I was much younger, obviously, as you can imagine. But 64 was just a magical year for the city of Cleveland, and it was just an amazing time for Cleveland sports fans. And I clearly, the city was abuzz with excitement, and we were all thrilled to be a Cleveland fan at that time. But clearly, this trumps that one big time. Yeah, big time. You know, again, at the time, that 64 game was alive and going. I was not a Christian at the time. But I see so many wonderful ramifications of what this championship game will do for the city of Cleveland spiritually as well. And maybe we can talk about that in just a little bit. But right now, the excitement is so much alive in the city. I can't even imagine what's going to happen the next few days here in Cleveland.
Yeah, and Joe, I think we definitely should, in just a couple of minutes, talk about those spiritual benefits our city will see from this victory. But for now, Cindy, talk to us about marriages where perhaps you've got one mega sports fan and one person who's like, I don't care, I think it's lame.
Well, first of all, in this family, we love sports. So I love sports. I love sitting on the couch next to my husband and watching whatever sport is on, particularly our own team. I mean, we might watch somebody else in the finals of something, but when it's our own home team, I just really love it. I may not know all the details of the game. I might not know how all the calls are played or what they all mean, but I get the general gist of the game. I love football, but right now I'm definitely a basketball fan, 100%. I really think it's important that we as couples learn to enjoy what the other person enjoys that's healthy and fun. And I wouldn't expect Joe to come into my sewing room and learn everything there is about sewing. It would be a total bore to him. But I am very appreciative that he shows interest. And that's what I think, even if a woman, or it could be a guy, I mean, you know, not everybody is a big sports fan, just show interest and be a part of it. I don't think it would have been nearly as fun if Joe and I were sitting on the couch and was totally bored. I think it really made for a great, fun evening.
Yeah, it was so much fun to be a part of. Now, what do you say then, Dad, to the wife, perhaps, who may say, I could not sit here and watch this with you?
Well, I would say, as Mom said earlier, that I think that person needs to check into the cardiologist's office if she's not excited about this one. I mean, you have to be checking a pulse in that person. But, even someone who is just desperately against sports, I think if you want to build a strong marriage relationship, you need to be able to show some degree of companionship. And that's an important purpose behind one of the purposes of marriage is to build mutual companionship with one another. And that involves, as Mom said, just showing an interest in what your spouse is doing. And so it definitely would require the spouse to get involved with what your other spouse is interested in and become a little bit active in that. Absolutely.
Great advice.
And go ahead.
I think too, just like this is a boost to the city. You know, people aren't going to be talking today about like how's the weather or oh, it's going to be hot today. We'll talk about that, but the first thing we're going to be talking about is the Cavs and how excited we are. And I think we'll all see a big boost to our city.
Yeah.
But then just think about what these kinds of things, and maybe it's not sports that we're talking about in a particular marriage of someone who's listening. Maybe it's something else. Maybe it's fishing. Maybe it's, you know, some other kind of, hobby or something. But take interest, be excited for the other person, and just really enjoy that with them.
Joe, you kind of mentioned in passing that this is actually a great opportunity for the kingdom. Can you explain more about what you mean by that?
Absolutely. Actually, there's a couple of things I can think of right now. And one, I think about when it comes to marriage, a lot of times one of the major factors that's contributing to isolation in a marriage relationship is unforgiveness. And as I think about this victory for the Cavs, you know, as a sports fan of the city for years and decades, you know, the drive, the fumble, the 95-97 Indians World Series losses, the shot by Michael Jordan, over the outreach hands of Craig Elo, it's all forgiven. You know, it's ended. You know, the curse is over with.
The curse is over.
and I think of marriage, and a lot of times, you know, what we think sometimes are insurmountable conflicts that we can't get over, it can be done. It can be over with as we gain victory in Christ in our marriage relationships. And so it's a very doable thing to resolve conflicts in our marriages as well. But as you know, as many people know who are listening in right now, there has been a huge emerging spiritual movement across our city in Northeast Ohio and beyond. And a very important part of building a spiritual movement is momentum.
Yes.
And this basketball game I see as very catalytic in helping us to lift our spirit and bring together those individuals that maybe have been apart for a long time for one reason or another, little issues that have separated us as a church. And we can use this as a way to bring together those different groups of people across our city and come together in unity.
Mm-hmm.
And I can continue on this one for a long, long time, because this is where I've given my life to, is to see a spiritual movement emerge and become a reality. And we have some incredible events, what we would call momentum activities, coming into the city, as you know, with the response coming up. I know it's July 16th. You guys have done a tremendous job of trending and developing awareness of this huge prayer movement taking place, event taking place on July 16th. And what we haven't started talking about yet is just 2 weeks later, there's going to be this huge men's event on discipleship called Into the Fight. On July 29th and the 30th. And that's something that is really so, so important. If we're going to see a movement become a reality in our city, we need to get our men stepping up and becoming the husband, becoming the dad that God has called them to be, to become the dad that their children so desperately need for them to be.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that can bring men together, is the fact that the Cavs can do this thing, so can the men in our city, can really rise up and step up to really help to be part of this greater awareness of God in their lives. And, you know, if I could just digress just for one second.
Go ahead.
All the excitement that we're feeling in the city right now, I do have one regret. And that one regret is, my only regret is that Pittsburgh doesn't have a basketball team. That's my only regret.
Because then we could beat them too.
Oh, it's great stuff.
Well, thank you so much. I hear your passion, and I know you've been praying for revival in this city since before I was even a thought in your mind. So we all pray with you as well. As we see all these positive things coming to Cleveland, we continue to pray that God would just move here and that Amen. Cleveland would just represent Christ as we win this huge game yesterday. And mm-hmm. as we have the Republican National Convention coming up, as you mentioned, you can go to moodyradio.org/Cleveland for more information on the Response USA, where people will be coming together to pray for Cleveland. on July 16th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Thanks so much for being with us, Mom and Dad.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Go Cavs.